Europe and North America might be panicking about the floundering expectations of their economies, but in China, that's certainly not the case. In fact, when it comes to China's mega wealthy, they're growing in both number and also the overall size of their personal fortunes. It's estimated that within 10 years, half the world's billionaires will come from China, and this group is going to have a massive influence on the entire globe. Our China correspondent Stephen McDonald dipped into the lives of China's super rich.
China is a country which is still run by the Communist Party. That's a strange thing to consider when you delve into the world of the country's mega-rich class. For this Tuesday's foreign correspondent, we went out to see if we could find some of these people and explore how they became wealthy and what their plans are for the future. If you talk to ordinary Chinese people, there's a view that many of the country's super-capitalist class got there through suspicious, even corrupt connections. When China opened up in the 1980s, there were no millionaires, and those who quickly rose to the top were seen as having been given unfair advantages. For example, if somebody's brother-in-law was the local Communist Party secretary, then they were allowed to buy up a swag of factories at bargain basement prices. So you can imagine the attitude people have to the rich young 20-something-year-olds who are driving around in $600,000 sports cars like they not only own the world, but that this is all somehow a legitimate state of affairs. Yet according to one man who closely watches China's super-rich, the Chinese entrepreneur is now a different beast to what people think. Rupert Hoogeworth produces the Huon Report Rich List. It's probably fair to say that he doesn't really analyse the potentially corrupt means by which China's super-rich got to where they are. After all, he does want to have access to these people to produce his report. But in terms of an overall sweep of who these people are, where they came from and where they're going, there are few who know China's mega-wealthy like he does.
The millionaire level, which is, so let's say, British pound millionaires, that's equivalent to 10 million RMB, we estimate there's 960,000 of them, which has been growing about 10% or more over the last 5 years. And if you look at the billionaire level, US dollar billionaires, and we estimate there's 600 now. We already rank on our rich list 300 of them, and for everyone that we've got on the list, we've missed at least one. So you can safely say there are at least 600. Now, if you compare that to America, on the Forbes list, say, there's about 400 that are known. So you can safely say now that self-made billionaires, China's number one now in the world.
And how many do you think there'll be in, like, 10 years' time or something like that?
Oh, who knows? But, I mean, if you extrapolate on data where we got today, probably in terms of billionaires, if there are 600 today, you're probably going to be ending up with about 2,000. And that will be at least half the world's billionaires because the economy here is still growing strong and there's a lot of new opportunities that are sort of coming up. But at the same time, you've still got this rich-poor divide which is happening. And so, you know, you've got to just extrapolate based on data where you are today.
And where has all this wealth come from? I mean, 30 years ago, there was none of this in China.
There's two things that stand the Chinese super businessman out from his Western counterparts. The first is that he's self-made. So in Europe, take America, about a third or a quarter of them are going to inherit their money. Here there's zero inherited money because 30 years ago there's no money in the market at all. And the second thing is that these people are sending their children to study overseas. This is a phenomenon that's unbelievable. We estimate it's 85% of the millionaire class in China are now thinking of sending their children to study in it's America, UK, Australia, Canada are the big four.
And this is high school as well as university.
And this
university.
Would be predominantly postgrad, you know, sort of doing a master's. But and as they become richer and as time goes on, they seem to be looking to send their children to high school as well.
The top four sources of wealth here in China
and the
top four. Yeah, and the top four in the rest of the world. How do they compare?
The key source of wealth for these Chinese entrepreneurs today on the rich list, top 1,000 rich list, is going to be property number one and manufacturing, make up about a fifth each, followed by investments and natural resources. They've been the big source of wealth. Now, I did an interesting comparison with the top 1,000 richest people in the rest of the world, in the whole world. And you can see that number one is actually investments. Number two is entertainment and media, which actually is quite big in China, but only for the under 40s. And then you've got natural resources, and then property only comes in at number four. So You've got to remember, basically, it highlights the fact that the Chinese today are making their money from urbanization. So you've got all these people moving into the cities, and it's creating great opportunities if you're a property developer, if you're an iron and steel manufacturer, if you like, if you're doing infrastructure, and even if, let's say, you're selling air conditioning units for inside new houses, and you're selling them at the rate of fast-moving consumer goods in the West. It's unbelievable. There are 8 million units of new properties that went up last year, and they all require air conditioning units and so on as well. So anything related to urbanization is really the stage of where China is today. And that's quite a different stage if you compare to, say, England or Australia or America even, because there it's much more about an increase in consumption using clever means. But here it's just happening as a natural effect of the economy growing.
And given the fact that this drive towards urbanization doesn't seem to be slowing down. In fact, there are so many more cities that have so much infrastructure that needs to be built, it may just keep going like this for decades.
Well, the general consensus is that you've got another 15 years of fast growth derived from this urbanization program. And if all goes to plan, at that stage it will then remarkably slow down. And at that point, we're going to have to look for the so-called middle class who are going to start spending in China. And that would be when Chinese brands really come to the front, if you like.
Rupert Hugeworth from the Hurin Report Rich List. And if you want to see more about China's sometimes bizarre mega-rich class, then tune in to Foreign Correspondent on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on ABC One.